Yeah, it was a surprise. It was a great honor. Anything like that where somebody's nominated you or you've been honored, you know, for an award or whatever it is, at the end of the day, it's not just me. It's everybody. It's my whole team. It's an honor to all of them because it's a reflection on everybody and not just me. So it was a huge honor, and I'm still not aware of who nominated me, but I appreciate it. And again, just grateful for the team that we've got and the team that we've built over the years. And as we continue to grow and move things forward, you know, it's always good to receive these and to know that you're doing something right.
In regards to your response to the top challenges and things that Arkansas is facing, how can we address this in rural northern Arkansas?
Yeah, so obviously there's a lot of things that are out of our control. Like I stated, it, you know, more of at a federal level where we've got interest rates increasing, we've got inflation increasing, you know, we've got a lot of uncertainty out there. And so a lot of that is hard to address in a small community, but at the same time, you know, the best way I see to do it is, you know, support local, you know, support your local communities, support your local businesses, and, you know, try to reinvest as much as you can in those areas and pay attention at this point because, again, there's a lot of uncertainty and it's got people on edge a little bit. So, you know, people are unsure, you know, like I said, with inflation, the price of goods, whether it's, you know, food or supplies or, you know, clothing or whatever it is, everything's got tremendously more expensive in the last few years. And with that, it's slowing things down and now that they've increased interest rate to what it is. But again, you know, we've got to look out for, you know, for people in our communities and in our state and continue to support them and you know, help, you know, fill the gaps, you know, that need to be filled.